Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Nigel Thompson, and here's what's happening. A fire at a pool manufacturing plant in Franklin Township, Gloucester County, this morning prompted the evacuation of two schools and nearby homes. It's since been placed under control, and things are getting back to normal. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has more from the scene.
Two schools were evacuated, first the Main Road School, and then after the winds shifted, Our Lady of Mercy High School. Police were recommending everyone within a mile evacuate while the air quality was being tested. The air will continue to be monitored, as we hear from Gloucester County Hazmat Chief Andrew Halter.
So there's a number of hazardous materials that were on site, some that we know about, some that we don't presently know about as of yet. There were multiple drums and barrels that contained various products used to make these pool shells.
Police went door to door to alert residents about their air quality danger, but many didn't want to leave their homes. Franklin Township Police Chief Matthew DeCesari says this isn't the first time they've heard about potential problems at the facility, which has been the source of complaints of pollution and foul odors.
There is some issues that are in court right now, so I'm not going to comment any further on that.
And the cause of the fire remains under investigation.
A nonprofit organization that treats food as medicine celebrates 35 years of nourishing those with chronic diseases in the greater Philadelphia region. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
Standing in front of Manna's Kitchen for Culinary Medicine, Sue Dougherty, the organization's CEO, led a 35th anniversary sparkling cider toast.
And so one of the exciting things that I probably should have said up there, right, is Manna, we just received an accreditation as a medically tailored meal provider. We are the 9th in the country to receive it and the only in Pennsylvania. That assures that the product that we're providing meets high criteria. It's a high-quality product, and it meets the right standards that we say. There's no standards yet that are mandated.
Manna continues to fight for the medically tailored meals that 150 volunteers prepare every day to be covered by all insurance companies.
This should be a mandated cover benefit. And until that is a mandated cover benefit, Manna will continue to be here to serve those that are not covered.
Manna serves 1,600 households per week.
Camden County Commissioners and Cooper Medical School have launched New Jersey's first baby cafe in the city of Camden. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams was there for the ribbon cutting.
The first of its kind baby cafe in the state is a safe space where breastfeeding parents can gather every Thursday from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. for support and education in a welcoming environment. Dr. Lori Feldman Winter is professor of pediatrics at Cooper Medical School of Rowan University.
Very often, mothers feel isolated and alone after giving birth to a baby. And depending on the community in which they live, safety becomes an issue, just being able to get out and meet other mothers.
The benefits of breastfeeding have been proven, from a stronger immune system for baby to better health outcomes for mom. Cindy Ferreira, co-founder of the Cooper Camden Baby Cafe, says breastfeeding is not always automatic, and it takes patience and practice, and oftentimes moms are confused when they leave the hospital.
The milk is probably not in yet, and this baby is probably cluster feeding. She probably gets engorgement. Her breasts are so sore that even lifting up their arms hurt. And then they're like, you know, what am I supposed to do?
The Cooper Camden Baby Cafe is one of 150 licensed baby cafes operating across 26 states by the nonprofit Baby Cafe USA.
Philadelphia Mayor Sherrill Parker took another stab at the Eagles cheer today as she welcomed the team's Road to Victory bus tour to Love Park. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there.
Your man went out there and got in trouble, y'all.
Mayor Parker's been a good sport about mangling her spelling during an impromptu Eagles cheer while talking about the snow last Sunday.
We have to show the nation that your mayor's also a good student, so Philly, are you ready to teach your mayor? Teach your mayor how do we spell Eagles?
The mayor rallied about 100 or so fans who braved the cold to show their devotion to the team as the drumline and cheerleaders entertained, and Eagles Hall of Famer Trey Thomas predicted victory.
The road right now is just perfect for this team to not only get it to the Super Bowl, to win it as well.
That's the All Local. I'm Nigel Thompson. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.